Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. The theme today is partnership, doing life together, and is from Mike Gillingham, a reader at St. James. The reading is taken from Philippians 1, verses 1 to 11. You can watch the whole service on our Facebook page, as well as our YouTube channel, both linked on our website.
Good morning. Our reading this morning is taken from Paul's letter to the people of Philippi, and it's taken from the Good News Bible. As a way of introduction and to show how people have suffered for their faith, Paul's letter to the Philippians was written to the first church that Paul established on European soil, in the Roman province of Macedonia. It was written while the apostle was in prison and at a time when he was troubled by the opposition of other Christian workers towards himself and was distressed by false teachings in the church in Philippi. Yet this letter breathes a joy and a confidence that can be explained only by Paul's deep faith in Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. From Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's people in Philippi who are in union with Christ Jesus, including the church leaders and helpers. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. I thank my God for you every time I think of you, and every time I will pray for you all. I pray with joy because of the way in which you have helped me in the work of the gospel from the very first day until now. And so I am sure that God, who began this good work in you, will carry it on until it is finished on the day of Christ Jesus. You are always in my heart, and so it is only right for me to feel as I do about you. For you have all shared with me in this privilege that God has given me, both now that I am in prison, and also while I was free to defend the gospel and establish it firmly. God is my witness that I am telling the truth when I say that my deep feeling for you all comes from the heart of Christ Jesus himself. I pray that your love will keep on growing more and more, together with true knowledge and perfect judgment, so that you will be able to choose what is best. Then you will be free from all impurity and blame on the day of Christ. Your lives will be filled with the true good qualities which only Jesus Christ can produce for the glory and praise of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Can I first apologise that my voice is not quite there, and hopefully it will last. This is going to be a shorter talk than usual, perhaps. Now, our theme today is... I seem to have a problem. I wonder if I could have some people to help me. I've got it all there. Anybody? I really need some people to sort this one out, don't I? Oh dear. Can we have one or two coming forward? And they, you don't have to be young to help. Yeah. Yeah, come on, yes. Fabian's got the letters. Come here. Come here. Ooh, you're a capital. So you stand here, because you're first. I think we need... What have you got? Oh, I think if you come there, and then there, yes. Oh, you've got to wait a bit. You need some help. That's it. Very good. Oh, I think you've got to go to the end.
I got to the...
Okay. Yes. Now, where are we? Have we got an N? Yeah, you come here. If you go there, lovely. Well, we're getting somewhere. Pardon?
Want a S up here?
Maybe you don't probably look so again.
Can you all hold them up? There we are. Partnership. That's the theme. And doesn't it help to have lots of people working together, all doing their little bit in the right order? Thank you very much, all of you. Now, a church involves lots of people who work together. And two of the people we've already had working to help us, I'm going to ask to come forward. Ray and Janet, could you come forward, please? And usually they work together beautifully. I've asked them to do something a bit different. Doesn't quite work together, does it? And normally they would work like this. Thank you very much. That's much better. You see, they're working together in harmony. They're not playing the same instruments. They're not playing exactly the same notes. But they blend together. And that's how we work together best. Now, Janet, thank you for helping us. Don't look at the next slide, okay? I've got some holiday snaps. I like snakes. I don't know whether you do, but I've actually asked if our young people could help me make a snake. I don't know whether you're ready yet. If you're not ready, let me know. Are you ready? No, you're still going. They're making a nice, long, big, big snake. But perhaps I'd better go on. We're looking at a letter from Paul. Oh, no, we're not. No. Well done. Celia usually puts this right. This isn't a letter from Paul. It's from Paul and Timothy. A lot of people get this wrong, you see. They think that Paul was this dictatorial person. You do as you are told. But he always worked together with people. This letter isn't a letter from Paul. It's from Paul and Timothy. and we actually don't know which words come from who. What part did each play? And do you know what? It doesn't matter. They worked together. Together they worked. And they also wrote these together. And just in case you think it was just them, you have these. Silas and Sosthenes were involved in others. And even in one letter, where Paul wrote it as a personal letter, really, to the Romans, look how he finishes. It's clear there was a group. Timothy, Lucius, Jason, Sosipater, if that's how you pronounce it, and Tertius wrote it down. Paul actually didn't write, well, probably almost any of his letters. There's one where he says, see how I write with a big hand. He was probably like me, short-sighted. But we don't know exactly. But he usually didn't write the letters. He had somebody write them down for him. And it was teamwork. That's what matters. I asked myself a question. Now, I could start making a list. But do you know what? I would forget somebody. But actually, the answer is very easy. How many people are involved in this service? Well, it's all of us. Everybody here, everybody who tunes into this, everybody who's watching online, we're all involved in this service. It isn't just one person, or even two, Fabian and I, or even four with the music, or even, well, I'm going to stop there because I'll miss somebody out. How many are involved in this service? You all are. We all are. Everybody. And it isn't going to stop. Tomorrow is another day. God made that one too. And when we leave here and go out, we will still be involved in the service of God. And we will still be working together. And Paul says this about the Philippians. Remember, he was in jail somewhere. I've forgotten where. Somebody will tell me in a minute. I should have looked that up. Sorry? It is Rome, is it? Yes, I thought it might be. And then in Philippi. It's a good long distance. Even to fly would take you a while, and I'm afraid they didn't have planes in those days. But he says, I pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day till now. And that word partnership, I'm indebted to Tony for pointing it out. I should have looked it up more, and he pointed out to me during the week. It's a very rich word. It's koinonia, if you like the Greek. It means so much more than just helping, as in the good news. It's working together, it's being involved together, it's being part of a family. It means tremendous working together. All of them, despite the fact that they were in different places and some of them were in chains. So on Monday, you're not going to be on your own. You might be physically. I guess Paul was in his cell quite a bit. Perhaps a Roman soldier outside. You're not on your own tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and so on. You're part of a great team. And I started to look for pictures of teams. And there were all sorts of teams. You can imagine there were football teams and cricket teams and rugby teams and all sorts of teams. But I came up with this one. It's a team I'm proud to be part of. They weren't pictures from last night because it was only taken last night and I couldn't get them to stand on Friday in time. So this is our last lot. And it's a team of all ages doing different things, some standing up here and some at the back or behind the screen, all working together. Different ages, different people doing different things, but working together as a team. And that's what our church is. All of us have our part in the team. And teams are so much better than any individual. Paul, remember, was in a jail, chained up. But he knew that he was part of a team, a partnership in the gospel. I expect he even knew that he'd be part of a team in other places and later, for his letters were designed to be read and kept and shared. Paul is part of our team. And there's a thought. We've got a team that involves people from 2,000 years ago. And we should be joyful. This is a team not of miseries blaming each other. We can be like that sometimes. But we're a team full of joy because we've got each other and we've got good news. The gospel is good news. We've got really good news to share with people, including with each other. And Paul continues, he's confident that he who began a good work in us will carry it to completion. We're not the finished article yet. It's going to get better and better and better until it's just exactly what God has intended. He started a work here and he won't let go. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for the team that we're part of. That you didn't leave us alone, but you gave us lots of people to work with and to praise you with and to be joyful with. Amen.
I believe our snake is ready, so if we can bring the snake around. An amazing work of... Yeah, you can do this. Ooh. There we go. Oh, not too quick, not too quick. There we go. So that required a lot of children and grown-up working together in partnership to do an amazing... This is yours, yes? There we go. We can point to, you know, this is what I did. Good, this is part of... So well done. Thank you so very much. Good, well done. Okay, I think the snake can leave this way. Then the snake can leave this way. Go around and everyone can see it. Well, well done. It's going to take some time. And if I can ask then James to come forward for sharing our time of prayer. Thank you.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.